Here we are, Durbin.
We'll be listening to you and Gary tomorrow.
What are we going to do today, Bing?
Well, why don't we get some music rolling here, huh? Hey, buddy.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. You go blaming me for getting amorous. It's wonderful, marvelous that you should care for me.
Nice, Bing. Very nice.
Thank you, Ken. Now it's your turn.
You don't have to be told that when your feet hurt, you hurt all over. You know it. If you suffer from corns, calluses, bunions, or sore toes, you'll find there's nothing like instant-acting Dr. Scholl's Zinopads for stopping the sharpest pain of these foot troubles. The wonderful nerve-deep relief Zinopads give is unforgettable. You'll marvel, too, how soothing, cushioning, protective Dr. Scholl's Zinopads ease new or tight shoes and stop corns before they can develop. But that's not all. No, indeed. Used with the separate medications included, Zinopads painlessly remove corns and calluses, one of the quickest ways known to medical science. They're water repellent, too. Don't come off in the bath. No other method does all this. So remember to ask for Dr. Scholl's Z-I-N-O, Zinopads. They cost no more.
It's never quite the same. It's never what you hope to find. You never see the pictures you have painted in your mind. The rainbow looks a beauty. It's never quite.
I think somebody borrowed my spanking new box of Cheerios.
Well, what would you say if I told you I took it?
Well, I guess I'd say that whenever Rosemary Clooney borrows, she borrows the best.
Right you are, Bing. Those good little O's of oats are the best thing that ever happened to breakfast.
Don't they really shape up? Shape perfect all around so they can be toasted golden all around. Crisp all through. Rosie, won't you tell the good people about the flavor?
Good people, this special toasting gives Cheerios a deliciously different toasted oat flavor. A flavor that's unforgettable.
That's why so many grown-ups are grabbing the Cheerios these days.
Poor kids don't have a chance.
Now, Miss Clooney, my box of grown-up breakfast, if you please.
Well, okay, Bing. There you are. I only borrowed a bowl full.
Thanks, sport. That's in good taste.
Cheerios always are.
Touche. Buddy and the boys had plenty going on there, didn't they? Still plenty going on here, too, because we got Rosemary Clooney for a partner. And a beautiful song. We got it all rehearsed. We're smooth. We're ready to go. Wouldn't you say we were ready, Rosie?
Yes, fine with me.
Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock.
The future looks pleasant, but at present,
let's take a walk around the block.
You're just a companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock.
The money we'll have will go for travel.
Meantime, let's walk around the block. Gangway, we'll begin when our ship comes in. You sit on my lap. London in May time, to Venice in play time,
to Paris in time for a flight, to Boston in bean time, darling, bean time.
Let's take a walk around the block. In winter at Christmas, we'll visit the Isthmus, see how they lock up a lock.
And then in Mexico, on a burro,
we'll take a ride around the block. I give you my promise, we'll visit St. Thomas, and then at Hawaii we'll dock.
Hawaii can wait, sir, it grows late, sir.
Let's take a walk around the block. Onward to Cathay,
then to Mandalay,
then Vladivostok.
Bolsheviks flock.
We'll send the folks cables, accumulate labels. We'll buy souvenirs, silver and hock.
Right now we are flattin' old Manhattan. Let's take a walk around the block.
Bing, did you ever stop to think of the dozens of places our records are piped in for background music?
Oh, I have indeed, Rosie. Background music is a definite part of the American scene now.
They have music in doctor's offices, dentist's offices, in garages and drive-ins.
Ferry boats, factories, sewers.
Music in sewers?
Sure. I'm doing an album called Music for the Underground.
Well, wherever your audience is.
Why not?
Sure.
Background music's everywhere.
But not in dog kennels.
Why not?
You mean dogs don't like music?
Yes, but they tried it in a kennel. The music made the dogs drink so much water they had to turn it off.
No kidding. The pups got carried away and ad-libbed some rippling rhythm accompaniment, didn't they?
Yep. Yeah, music just drives dogs to drink, I guess.
Oh, that's too bad. This could have been a big field.
How about some music now?
Okay.
What about the dogs listening?
Let them have some fun.
By your side, satisfied, through and through, 'cause I was born to be with you.
True, Rosemary, that what goes up must come down.
No, Bing. For instance?
For instance, Eastern heirloom awnings, patio covers, and door canopies. Time was, awnings were made of canvas, and they had to come down during the monsoons.
And now?
Now you put up Eastern heirloom awnings and leave them up. They're weatherproof aluminum, finished with DuPont baked enamel.
Good show.
Excellent service, too. In summer, heirloom awnings keep rooms up to 20 degrees cooler, and they protect precious draperies, rugs, and furniture against fading. Wintertime, an heirloom door canopy keeps doorways safe and dry.
You're so right. Eastern heirloom awnings, patio covers, and door canopies come both stationary and roll-up, dealer or self-installed. Deluxe quality, yet low price.
Remember heirloom awnings, folks, another fine product by Eastern Products Corporation of Baltimore that makes a house a home. For the name of your nearest dealer, call this station.
Anyone with the right approach could have won you without a coach. It just happened to happen to me. Each young girl with a grain of sense could have tumbled down your defense. It just happened to happen to me. You passed by my doorstep, I fell in with your step and stayed there just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with their hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me.
Gotta go now, friends.
Let's make a date for tomorrow, though, shall we, folks?
See you then.
A philosophical question. What does a monkey's uncle eat? Philosophical answer. A monkey's uncle eats the same thing his nephew does. Now, normally, this would be of interest only to another monkey. But the subject caught the air recently on the CBS Radio Network's In Person. You think you've heard everything? Well, think again. And here in person with Ron Cochran, tonight and each weeknight at this radio address.